Shmuel Be'Perek Kaf Gimel. In the last perek, Shirat David, David expressed how the strength of God is the source of his strength as an individual. That understanding, and the understanding that God's ways are just, and he will bring about the ultimate victory of the righteous, empowered him to fight his enemies and defeat them until they were totally destroyed. This individual song of David's praise of God is said on a national level twice a year, as the Haftarah for Parashat Ha'azinu and Shavi'i Shel Pesach, indicating that God is the strength behind Yisrael as a nation. This perek, we have the last words of David to Bnei Yisrael in the first section, Pesukim Aleph through Zayin. Ve'ele divrei David ha'acharonim, ne'om David ben Yishai, u'ne'om ha'gever hu kam'al, Meshiach Elohei Yaakov, u'ne'im zemidot Yisrael. These are the last words of David, the saying of David of the son of Yishai, the saying of the man raised on high, the anointed of God of Yaakov, and the sweet singer of Yisrael. David refers to two stages in his life. The first stage of his life was when he was called Ben Yishai, a young shepherd guarding the sheep. By presenting himself as the son of Yishai, he recognizes his father as the source of who he has become. When Shaul was looking for someone to be his musician, a young lad recommended the son of Yishai. And he speaks about him, and he said in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, he talks about David, and he says, Hinere iti ben le Yishai, beit halachmi, yodea nagen, v'gibor chayil, v'ish milchama, unvon davar, v'ish to'ar, v'hashem imo. We're introduced to David as the son of Yishai, musical, spiritual, and at the same time, brave and militant. He had insight, he was handsome, and God was with him. From his youth, he was balanced and successful. The second stage in David's life was when he was elevated to kingship. As the king watching over the nation, he refers to two distinct roles, that of a political and military leader, and that of a spiritual leader, the sweet singer of Yisrael. What we see in David is a constant balance between being military and spiritual. Both of them play a part in his legacy to his descendants. These are his last words. And he tells them how they should conduct their daily lives, and he gives them advice for their difficult times. David reflects on his life to empower the future of Yisrael. Ruach Adonai diber bi umilato al leshoni. The Spirit of God spoke through me, and his word was on my tongue. David is presenting himself as the conduit of God. He received Nevuah, he's giving it over to the nation. We began Sefer Shmuel with God speaking to Shmuel, and we spoke about the root word dibur as prophecy returned to Israel after a period of absence. Now, at the end of the Sefer, Ruach Adonai diber bi, David is the one to relay the word of God to the nation. Amar Elohei Yisraeli, diber sur Yisrael, moshel ba'adam, sadik, moshel Yirat Elohim. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. Ruler over men, the righteous, rules in fear of God. David says, God gave me this message. The goal is to be a leader and at the same time, righteous. The successful leader is the one who rules in fear of God, recognizing that there is a king over him. Uch'or boker yizrach shamesh, boker lo avot, minoga mimatar, deshe me'aretz. As the light of the morning brings the sunrise, the morning light is always followed by the sun. It takes away the darkness of the night. And then he says, a morning without clouds, a clear morning, from the glow, from the rain, the grass springs from the earth. On a morning without clouds, the combination of light and rain brings blessing, as the grass glistens and it grows from the earth. Just like God was David's life, his light, his whole life, it was his light in Shirat David, in Pasuk Kaftet, it says, Ki ata neri Adonai ve'Adonai yagiach choshki, for you are my light, God, and God lights my darkness. God lighting his darkness gave David clarity to understand God's ways, which empowered him to act. So too, a righteous king reflects the ways of God and brings light and blessing to Israel. This next pasuk, speaking about the house of David, is complex. There are various ways to understand it, and I'm going to present two ways. Ki lochen beti im el, ki vrit olam samli, arucha bakol ushmura, ki chol yishi vechol chefetz, ki lo yatzmiach. For my house is not so with God. It's not like grass, which grows quickly but also withers. For an everlasting covenant he has made with me, set with everything and guarded. For my entire salvation and every desire, possibly speaking about anybody else who desires to take over the kingship, he will not make it grow. God will not allow their kingship to flourish. David's house is everlasting due to the eternal covenant that God made with him. It is complete and guarded from harm. This pasuk can also be read in a totally different way, speaking about David's future, Beit David. Ki lochen betim el, my house is not so with God. Referring to the future, my descendants may not rule in fear of God, and there may be times when clouds or unworthy descendants block the sun, and it won't be clear that the leadership is from Beit David. But still, the bond will not be broken. Ki berit olam samli. It reminds us of the words of Natan to David in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yudalit. Even if your descendants stray from the path, I will guide them with the rod of man and bring them back. God promised David eternal kingship. Even if his descendants stray from the path, they will not be turned away. Rather, they'll be brought back. David's seed will lead Israel. David now contrasts his dynasty to that of the worthless men, anybody who desires to establish an alternative kingship. Uvilya'al kikotz munad kulaham, ki lo beyad yikachu. But the worthless, they are like thorns, all moving from place to place because they can't be taken in the hand. Thorns can't be touched, and they're hurtful. Ve'ish yigabahem yimale barzel ve'etz chanit. Uva'esh sarof yisarefu bashavet. But the man that touches them must be fully armed with iron and a staff of a spear, and they will be totally burned with fire in their place. To fight them, one has to be prepared, but in the end, they will be totally destroyed. This ends the last words of David, the legacy that he's passing on to his descendants. David stating to his descendants that even though the opposition is hurtful, in the end it will be completely destroyed. And everything will be clear that the everlasting dynasty will be the one from Beit David who rules in fear of God. Our two middle sections of the closing parakim of Sefer Shmuel was Shirat David and David's last words, words of inspiration from David. Surrounding this center section of trust and fear of God as the basis for Malchut Beit David, we have David's warriors. Tefillah on its own is not enough. Action is needed as well. The structure of these perakim highlight the merging of emunah and gevurah, trust with strength, tefillah and hishtadlut, prayer with action. A merging of the two is needed to balance the nation. The next section is about David's warriors. We've met some of them, but most of these men are unfamiliar to us. In their merit, David was able to succeed. This perek acknowledges their contribution. We have three groups of three men. Two of the groups are counted as the main warriors, and we're given their names, and we're told each one's exceptional acts of bravery. Then we're given a list of 30 names of the rest of his warriors. The first section, Pasuk Chet, is the head warrior. Ve'ele shemot ha'giborim asher le'David, yoshev ba'shevet tach kemoni, rosh ha'shalishi, hu adino ha'etz ni, al shemona me'ot chalal befa'am echat. These are the names of David's warriors. Yoshev b'shevet tach kemoni, chief of the three. He's the head of all the officers. He was, possibly another name for him, Adino ha'etzni. 800 corpses at one time. We're told that he killed 800 men in one battle. And now we go on to the second warrior. Pesukim Tet Riyud. Ve'acharav Elazar ben Dodo ben Achochi b'shlosha ha'giburim im David b'charefam b'felishtim ne'esfu sham le'milchama. B'felishtim ne'esfu sham le'milchama. Vayalu ish Yisrael. And after him was Elazar, the son of Dodo, the son of Achochi, one of the three mighty men of David, when they disgraced the Pelishtim that gathered together to battle. And the men of Israel left, the Pelishtim were ready for battle, and the men of Israel withdrew from the battlefield. Hu kam vayach b'Pelishtim ad ki yega'a yado, v'tidbak yado el ha'cherev, v'ya'as Adonai teshua gedola b'yom ha'hu. He got up and struck the Pelishti until his hand was tired, and his hand stuck to the sword. Even though he was tired, he kept fighting. And God brought about a great salvation on that day, and the people returned after him only to strip the slain, to take the spoils. He did the fighting, and afterwards the people came and collected the spoils of war. And now we go on, Pesukim Yud Aleph through Yud Bet, the third warrior. Ve'acharav, Shama ben Age Harari, Vayasefu Felishtim Lechaya, Vatihi Sham Chakata Sadem Melea Adashim, Ve'ha'am Nas Mipine Felishtim. And after him was Shama, the son of Aga Harari, and the Pelishtim were gathered together in a camp for battle. There was a plot of land full of lentils, and the nation ran away from the Pelishtim. Vayityatsev betoch hachilka, vayatzileha, vayach et Pelishtim, vayaz Adonai teshua gedola. And he stood in the plot of land and saved it, and struck the Pelishtim, and God brought about a great victory. These first three leaders were individuals who stood up to the Pelishtim. It reminds us of David when he was fighting Goliath. They had an inner strength, and they are mentioned individually for their courage. The next section, Pesukim Yud Gimel through Yud Zayin, we have a story about three other warriors. Vayeredu shalosha mehashaloshim rosh, vayavo el katsir el David, el me'arat adulam, v'chayat Pelishtim chone be'emek refaim. And three of the 30 leaders went down, three men who remain unnamed and are part of the 30 individual men that are listed below. They came in the harvest time to David, to the cave of Adullam. And the Pelishti battalion was encamped in Emek Rephaim, the valley of Rephaim. V'David az b'metzuda u'matzav Pelishtim az Beit Lachem. And David was then in the stronghold. He was in the stronghold near Adullam, and the Pelishtim military post was then in Beit Lechem. Vayitave David vayomer mi yashkeni mayi mi bor Beit Lechem asher bashar. And David desired, and he said, "Who would bring me water to drink from the well of Beit Lechem, which is by the gate?" David is possibly reminiscing about the well of water that is in Beit Lechem that he used to drink from in his youth. ויבקצו שלושת הגיבורים במחנה פלישתים, וישאבו מים מבור בית לחם, אשר בשער, ויסעו ויביאו אל דוד, ולא אבל לשתותם, ויסך אותם לאדוני. And the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Pelishtim and drew water from the well of Beit Lechem that was by the gate, and carried it and brought it to David. Velo ava, but he didn't agree to drink it. Rather, he poured it out to God. Vayomer chalila li Adonai ma'asoti zot hadam ha'anashim ha'holechim benafshotam velo ava lishtotam ele asu sheloshet ha'giborim. And he said, "God forbid that I should do this. The blood of the men that jeopardized their lives." Ve'lo ava, and he didn't agree to drink it. Rather, he poured it out to God. These were the actions of the three warriors. These three warriors were loyal to David. David mentioned a desire for the water of his hometown. We don't even know if he was serious about this, wanting the water, and his three warriors took action. Yet David did not agree to benefit from it. These words, Ve'lo ava, link us back to the punishment of David. Here, David values the life of his soldier. He's upset with what happened, and he refused to drink from the waters they collected because they jeopardized their lives in collecting it. We're not told the names of these three, but we're told of their act of bravery, which in the end, David did not approve of. In a strong display of disapproval, he spills out the water that they brought to him. He spills it out to God as a sacrifice. David was proud of his warriors when they fought for the right reasons. But when they do foolish acts of bravery, putting their lives in danger for trivial reasons, he's not happy with their actions. The fact that this story is written up here with the list of the three major generals makes it seem like they would have been included in these top men. But because of their foolishness, they were not in this high position. Now we're going to speak about the next group of three high officials. The next one, Pesukim Yudchet through Yudtet, we have Avishai. Ve'Avishai achi Yoav ben Tsruya, hu rosh ha-shelosha, ve'hu oreret chanito, al shelosh meot chalal, ve'lo shem ba-shelosha. Avishai, the brother of Yoav, the son of Tsruya, was head of the three. He lifted up his spear against 300 corpses. He killed 300 men, and he had a name among the three. Min ha-shelosha hachi nechbad, b'hi lahem lasad, ve'ad ha-shelosha lova. He was the most honorable of the three. He was made their captain, but part of the first three he did not reach. He was the leader of the second group of three. Now we have this second leader of the group of three. Pesukim Kaf through Kaf Gimel. Uvenayahu ben Yehoyada ben Ish Chayil, Rav Pe'alim, Mekav Se'el, hu hika et shnei Ariel Moav, vehu yarad, vehika et ha'ari betoch habor, bayom ha'shalek. And Benayahu ben Yehoyada, the son of a warrior from Kaf Se'el, who had done mighty deeds, at the conclusion of Perek Kaf, we were told about Benayahu ben Yehoyada that he was over the Kreti and Pleti, the elite group of warriors who guarded David. Now we're told of three different acts of his bravery. He struck the two lions, or officers, of Moab. He went down and struck the lion inside the pit in a time of snow. And in the next pasuk, Vehu yika et ish mitzri ish mar'eh uviyat ha-mitzri chanit vayered elav bashavet vayigzol et ha-chanit miyat ha-mitzri vayahargehu bechanito. He went down and he struck an Egyptian, Ish Mitzri, a man of stature, and in the hand of the Mitzri was a spear. But he went down to him with a staff, and he stole the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and he killed him with his own spear. It's sounding like David killing Goliath with his own sword. Ele asav Benayahu ben Yehoyada, ve'lo shem b'shelosha ha'giborim. These were the actions of Benayahu ben Yehoyada. He had a name among the three mighty men. He was recognized among these head officers for his bravery. Min ha-shiloshim nechbad, ve'el ha-shilosha lova, v'yisimehu David el mishmato. He was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not to the first three. And David set him over his guard to be his guard. So he's saying that he was honorable among the 30. He was a high-ranking officer, but he didn't make it to these top three officers that were named above. Now, the name of the third member of this second group is not named. And we go on from here to the end of the perek. We have a list of the officers of David. Asael, achi Yoav bashiloshim. Asael, he was one of the sons of Tsruya, the quick runner who was killed by Yoav at the beginning of David's rule. He was among the 30. He's the first listed among this list of 30 men. And now we're going to go through the rest of this. We're going to list all the names. Elchanan ben Dodo Beit Lachem, Shama ha-Charodi, Elika ha-Charodi, Chelet ha-Palti, Ira ben Ikesh ha-Tkoi, Aviezer ha-Anetoti, Mevunai ha-Hushati, Salmon ha-Achochi, מהרי הנטופתי, חלב בן בענה הנטופתי, איתי בן ריבי מגבעת בני בנימין.
We actually have a warrior from Benjamin. We see that David was successful in enlisting men from all over Israel into his army, even from Benjamin. We're seeing like this elite group consisted of people from all over Israel.
Benayahu Piratoni, Chidai Menachale Gash, Avi Elbon Ha'arbati, Azmavet Habarchumi, Eliachba Hashalvoni, Bnei Yashan Yehonatan, Shama Ha'arari, Achiam Ben Sharar Ha'arari, Elifelet Ben Achasbai Ben Hamaakati, Eliam Ben Achitofel Hagiloni.
This is Achitofel. Achitofel was David's advisor who joined Avshalom. So we're seeing that Achitofel was Bathsheba's grandfather because Eliam was Bathsheba's father. Eliam, one of David's top warriors, was Bathsheba's father. And we'll continue with the list.
Chetzrai ha-Karmeli, Pa'arai ha-Arbi, Yigal ben Natan Mitzova, Bani ha-Gadi, Selek ha-Amoni, Nachrai ha-Be'eroti Nosech Kele Yoav ben Suruya.
Here we're mentioning Yoav ben Suruya's arms bearer. We also mentioned Yoav's brothers in Pesukim Yurchet and Kafdalid. We had Avishai and his bravery in Pesuk Yurchet, and we mentioned Asael in Pesuk Kafdalid. But we have no mention of Yoav among the warriors of David. Maybe because it's taken for granted and he's the top warrior, he's above all these men. Or maybe because this list compiled by David is missing David's name on Yoav's name on purpose. Maybe it's David's way of condemning Yoav's extreme personality and his behavior when he killed Avner and Amasa. Now we're going to finish off the list.
Ira hayitri, garev hayitri, garev hayitri, Uriah hachiti, kol shiloshim v'shiva.
Our list ends with Uriah hachiti, 37 in all. We were told of the military conquests of 6 outstanding warriors plus 30 individual warriors. I actually counted 31, which would make it 37. But if we count them as 30, there's one missing. Maybe that is Yoav ben Tsruya, the missing warrior. The mention of Uriah HaChiti as the final warrior reminds us of David's sin with Bathsheba. Also the mention of Eliam ben Achitofel HaGiloni. David had many wars, one of which we were told that David humiliated God's name. But most of his wars, we saw that David spread God's name. If you remember, he told Goliath in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Mem Hei, he told Goliath, Ata be'elai becherev ubechanit bekidon, va'anochi ba'alecha b'shem Adonai Tzevaot, Elohei ma'archot Yisrael, asher charavta. He tells him, I'm coming to you in the name of God. Hayom hazeh yisar gercha Adonai b'yadi, Hashem will give you over in my hand, ve'yede'u kol ha'aretz, Ki yesh Elohim liYisrael. The whole land will know that there is a God in Israel. V'yedu kol hakahal hazeh ki lo becharev ubechanit yoshi Adonai ki la Adonai hamilchama. This is the message of David. Our sweet singer of Israel fought his wars to spread God's name. David, who's the prime example of tefillah and hishtadlut, prayer and action, used his wars to further God's name. The challenge of one who goes out into the world and is possibly coming into contact with all sorts of things has a possibility of falling, the chance of sinning. The chiastic structure at the end of Sefer Shmuel brings this challenge to our attention. The center units, Shirat David and the final words of David, focused on tefillah and the fear of God in the center, as a means to bring the awareness of God as the focus in our lives. One layer outward are the actions of the warriors of David, showing men's actions in the world. And on the outer frame, we have the sins and the subsequent restoration of our kings to their glory. In the next perek, we're going to have a sin of David for which he makes teshuvah, and in the process, he reveals the place for the future Beit HaMikdash.